This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Thursday, August 17th. Well, pretty quiet day in cattle markets, and that's kind of been the story for several sessions now. The market's just sleepily working their way through the trading session. And in live cattle, just drifting lower over the last 4 days, just, you know, slowly working their way down toward the bottom of this trading range that they've been in for a couple months now. In feeder cattle, it was just an inside day yesterday, and again, a very quiet, narrow trading range. So we're just not seeing a lot of direction in the cattle space. The futures have been stuck in this range again for a couple months for both lives and feeders, and they seem pretty comfortable there. But like I said before, you know, normally you're carving out some seasonal lows around this time of year, and I think that tendency is what is kind of subduing the market. As we get into fall and into the early winter, demand tends to pick up, especially during, you know, the holiday buying, which usually peaks around early December. I would expect that the markets are going to resume this upward momentum once we get back in line with those normal seasonal tendencies. In the cash trade, it's actually been fairly active much of the week, which is surprising. Usually we don't see a lot of activity until Thursday or Friday, but we saw some action on Tuesday, saw some more yesterday. A little bit of pressure coming into the cash trade. The Fed trade around 186 is down 2 from last week. Dress trade at 291 is down 5. Box beef continues to work its way higher, however. Choice was up 173 at 309. Select up 174 at 285. The spread lost just 1 cent. We're sitting at 24.23. Movement was 118 load, so pretty decent number for movement. Slaughter rate yesterday, 123,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 367. That's down 2,000 from last week, and it's down 8,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 30 cents, so we're sitting at 244.94. So the feeder cattle index has also been stuck in a range, just barely back and forth for the last few weeks, which helps to explain why the futures market's been pretty comfortable just pacing sideways. The cash trade, getting some divergence going on, where the box beef has been firm for several sessions now, but the cash certainly seeing some slippage here this week. But it too, you know, the cash trade has been hovering to the mid to high 80s, or, you know, the 180s, for several weeks now. So I would expect you'll find some support here on this lower trade. But, you know, with the box beef moving higher, I think feedlots are going to hold tough here. You know, they certainly have leverage in this market. There's no reason to think they wouldn't try to exercise that and keep prices, you know, for the week at least steady. There is some concern floating around economically that we're going to get some contagion from the Chinese economy, which clearly is under some pressure. You know, that's a legitimate concern. Or that perhaps, you know, the Chinese demand will go away as well. And that's also a concern. They've been a pretty steady presence in the export market. But again, you know, numbers are tight. Beef supplies are coming down. Domestic demand has just been stellar. And, you know, the economy just seems to be plugging right along. And as long as that is going on, then I think, you know, the cattle market holds together. If the U.S. economy starts to falter and buckle for whatever reason, it does change the picture, the fundamental structure of, at least from the demand side for the beef space. Supply side, we all know that they're tight and they're going to stay tight for a couple years as far as beef supply availability. Calves available to the feedlot are only going to get tighter for the next year at least, and probably two. So, you know, that's what's in the market, clearly knows that and has factored that in. It's the demand side that has been so resilient that we see consumption continue this strong at record high prices is phenomenal. And I think it speaks to the underlying demand picture, number one. But again, that depends on a strong economy. So those are always the outliers there that could pull the rug out from under this market. But knowing what we know today, it just seems to me that we're just working our way through a negative seasonal tendency, and we'll start to build another leg up as we get into the fall. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.